This is FAQ.
Our FAQ extra questions today are for Dr. Brenda Mishak. She's the assistant professor at the Prince Albert campus here with the University of Saskatchewan College of Nursing. First, thanks for talking to us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
I understand that you are involved in correctional nursing, which is something that's extremely relevant here in Prince Albert.
It absolutely is, isn't it, Chris? I'm a nurse practitioner, so usually we go by NP for short. And I have a pretty interest in correctional health, correctional nursing. The role of a nurse practitioner has certainly evolved over the last number of years. And in 2015, a nurse practitioner was added to the primary health care team at Saskatchewan Penitentiary here in Prince Albert. Might note that's the first in Canada, so we're quite excited.
So what can you tell me the difference between registered nurse and nurse practitioner would be?
Well, it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
Yeah.
The nurse practitioner is a registered nurse with advanced education, usually a master's in nursing. And the NP scope of practice includes ordering, interpreting diagnostic tests like blood work, x-rays, refer to specialists for further testing, treatment plans, prescribe medications, including controlled substances, narcotics, things like that. And overall, a nurse practitioner is part of the healthcare team to improve access and services to providers. So might need a referral to physiotherapy or ear, nose, and throat doctor or orthopedic surgeon. So a nurse practitioner kind of quarterbacks that part for the patient.
So how do the nurse practitioners add to the care team?
Well, I think the nurse practitioners add increased accessibility. You're the coordinator with them. You get to, you know, you interpret their labs, see if they need some different medications or if they need to see a different provider. And the NPs really do increase the access to diagnostics and treatments. For example, a patient presents to the clinic with a chronic back pain, and me as a nurse practitioner, I'm able to order the diagnostics. You know, we'll get an x-ray, refer the patient to physio, prescribe medications, and it's all part of that care plan while staying within the correctional setting.
How does the College of Nursing prepare nursing students to do the correctional nursing?
That's a good question. Within the Bachelor of Science, the undergrad nursing degree program, we have classes in mental health and community health nursing, and they both include correctional nursing as an area of expertise. And as part of their clinical placements, we've had students come and do clinical practicums in the undergrad at Sask Penn and have gone on to hire some of them. So it's quite exciting. And as a nurse practitioner, we're working towards providing clinical settings for our Masters of Nursing students who are in the Masters of Nursing Nurse Practitioner program. So it is quite exciting to have students do clinical placements there, which then exposes them to an environment they don't normally see, you know. And as part of their clinical placements, students have those options. And then they start their career close to home. And that's one of the most rewarding locations in our community is Saskatchewan Penitentiary. You know, I'm from Prince Albert. I grew up, raised here, and graduate of St. Mary's. And it's exciting for me to be able to advance my career while living at home and being close to family and friends and my volunteerism. So it's a great opportunity.
You know, it's an amazing career path and certainly an interesting one. And if you've got an inkling to maybe try it out, you should definitely get a hold of the College of Nursing. You can do that by visiting 1301 Central Avenue. You can give a call, 765-3870, or head online, nursing.usask.ca.
Missed an episode? Check out FAQ On Demand at ckvi.com.